connect it instead of south end and run it in a different direction, get on somebody else's land. There, again, there's three parcels of land in there that may be potential. So, without committing to anybody's parcels. This, number one is to find as it feasible to get a track in there. Because they were very particular, you know, it was very difficult from the railroad's operation standpoint to getting in those S-curves, and let alone the fall of the land and the rise of the land. And they've got the creek beds that's in that area. So, and they want to stay away from the power line area, which the power line area is south of this little parcel that I've just identified there.
Doug, I suppose if we were looking at several locations and nothing specific, he wouldn't be too upset. But you're right, we went out there and said, yeah, we're going to do it here, and nobody gave him a heads up.
Because it looked like, because we had checked some stuff before, and he had just about everything around, you know, at one point. Maybe some of it sold now, but he, at one point, just pretty much everything there, he had control.
Well, HCW's got that white spot there, at least they, on the Taney County map, 90 acres. And they're in the business of selling land. That's what they do. But, again, this is feasibility of just looking at the connection without any commitments on. Certainly, if we took it further than that, we would give them an initial heads up. Before we would step foot on anybody's land, we would give them this. This is a feasibility at this stage. But it's good to know background on who those folks are. Sound like you know quite a bit about a particular individual. And if this site works out, if it doesn't work out, then we probably might want to look at the immediately south of the airport there. And so that would be whole new.
Railroad guys get here and they want to see some flat place because that's what they're used to. But obviously this rail line has been there very
long. Well, their people have to step over it and walk over it and live with switching the cars over it. And so that's.
But as far as proposing a site visit to go look at a transload facility and seeing if they'll run some models on some of this stuff, see a problem with that.
I'm okay with it. Brian, you okay with it? Okay. Doug, grudgingly okay with it?
I think it'd be.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
We need to get everybody educated exactly what a transload facility is, too, myself included, because there's a lot of new things that are out there, and they can accomplish all of what they've got right here in that small facility there at Yellville. That's quite an accomplishment. And they usually take in products from about a 300-mile radius. Without stepping on the toes of the next area, which is a pretty broad area here, reaching down into Arkansas. Also.
That sounds good. Let her go out and we'll see what happens next.
Okay.
Randy, you got an update on your stuff?
Basically, item number 10, of course, we're Travis and ACR is engineering that for our part and partnering with MoDOT to get the roundabout constructed. Item number 13, Coon Creek, that bridge is close to being completed as far as design. We're getting close to start right away and get that under construction this year. So that'll take out of that low water structure, which we consider as a safety for that amount of people using that road, and that's the main thing we're doing is just getting the bridge constructed there and a little bit of realignment right there at that location. So, Round Mountain Bridge, that's just in planning right now. We'll work through that BRO program to try to get that one done. There's an item on here, it's called Lakeshore Drive at the end. We've actually done a little improvement, got a little more right-of-way to help that turnaround down there. It's still not exact as far as dimensions on turnaround, but it is better. But I wanted to ask what everybody meant about the end of Lakeshore.
I was going to ask you the same thing. What is it?
I mean, it goes down there. It's pretty much, it goes to a gate in one or two different parcels, but there's, our biggest problem is there was never any place to turn around. People had to back out and use private roads, private drives, or whatever. We do have a place, but it's not big enough. You can't turn tractor-trailer rigs. You can't turn vehicles or trailers, of course, but normal vehicles can get turned around. We can turn a snowplow truck around now. So we have done some improvements there. That's about what they would get us. So I didn't know if we wanted to leave it on the list. That's what you guys think?
Well, maybe because normal vehicles can turn around, maybe it's not needed anymore.
Well, possibly.
Grant, Travis, what's the color chart say about it?
That's what I remember better, is that it wasn't the engineer to turn around.
Well, we did some improvements on the turnaround. It's better than... We didn't have a whole lot there before, and it was very difficult. We've got a little better turnaround now. You can actually take and turn a tandem truck around there now, so you still have to back up a couple of times. We just got more maneuverable room, basically, is what we got. So. And fix some drainage there. So.
Call it complete. Liz?
I would be fine. We're just going to do a little surface paving. Is all we like down there is when we get into warmer weather here. Wasn't that east-west corridor portion, wasn't that kind of broke up in about two or three smaller projects here? As far as, and part of them, you've already got design on the ones right in there, I think, pretty much. But we've completed four of these down at the bottom of the list that's in there as far as Road and Bridge, working on some of those. Some of those were in conjunction with MoDOT doing improvements on some of these intersections. But as far as the East-West Corridor, would it be feasible if we had an estimated cost or even do an RFQ to have the engineering do on the complete thing, at least have that piece of the puzzle done?
That would be.
I mean, I don't know what that estimated cost is, but if that's something, because we have never done what you call a large project, basically. There's one down here done, but that was Slough Hollow, but they pretty much, that was the Arkansas Fish and Game that pretty much done that with the raise of the lake level. That's how that project got raised up and little improvements done there. But. So we got that completed, but at least that'd be a little step toward some of that, which plays into a few more of these projects. So, and I don't know what that, you have any idea what that estimate cost would be? I don't know what the length of that road would be. What would the engineering cost?
Length of the road is like 3 miles. I mean, just slightly more, but not much.
I mean, there would be some bridges in that too, wouldn't there? So.
That is the major cost of the project is the initially on the Hollister end, there's Kohler Creek, and then you have to go across Turkey Creek and the railroad. And then there's one other little creek out there, Harold Plotz, I think Barber Branch maybe, or something like that, that's below Walker's, down that little draw back there. It's a dry, that's a dry, intermittent stream in dry weather. Those others have water in them all the time.
And how does that, as far as like getting an easement through, I mean, how much planning has to be done to get an easement? To get, like, if Harold Plotz, you know, well past retirement age, could it be one of those, said, you know, if someone passes and then, you know, you have it set up and then they pass away and you don't, you know, the kids don't think it's as good of an idea as what Dad did. I mean, is there, if we can get some planning done, is there any way, can you get easements booked? Or does a project have to actually be going, to obtain that easement?
Well, we found out if the city's just doing our own money, you can go get them anytime and get them booked, just like you said, but there's federal dollars coming. You have to follow the local public agency manual, and there's all kinds of steps. You can't even go talk to them unless you give them a certain letter. complicated. There's federal dollars.
And it couldn't happen without federal dollars, so that, in theory, it'll...
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a lot easier if there's federal dollars, but that would
money-wise,
end of the road. So...
it would take several years, but is it even possible to phase it in sections?
It is. I mean, there's some make sense types of stuff. One is from the first phase of this is from Birch Street to Maple Street. So that would be one section. And that would give you connectivity if you went north and south on Maple Street. That would bring you back into Hollister or bring you down to the airport and that. Then from there to BB Highway, that's another section, and then from BB Highway over to Kirbyville. So there's really three segments that suggest themselves that you could put in those segments and do that. If you secure the right-of-way, and again, it would have to be a right-of-way rather than an easement, but
that, yeah, that's
we want to own it. If the county owns it, and then there's going to be federal money used for it, then the county has to send itself the letter and make it available and all of this and that. So you get the letter later, but it all has to be a package that says, but it's with the owner of the land. So if it's already in public ownership, you really send the letter yourself.
So kind of, okay.
And you have to be a little careful. If you're going to take this as and negotiate it as right of way, that you can't just turn around and have it used for private use. So you have to have a pretty good idea, because let's say you want to have this be a convenience store in Kirbyville. Now they've got their, we call the downtown surplus store Hollister Walmart. Well, Kirbyville will have Kirbyville Walmart, and it'll be a Dollar General and a convenience store next door. That's how that'll all work. But if you take too much right away, and then you're going to sell some of it back, you have to leave it as right away for 3 years before you sell it to private. You can't take it from somebody as right away and then sell it to somebody else that's private interest for 3 years. So you have to be a little careful that you got halfway decent plan, or otherwise you wind up with something that screws you up. It's called a spite strip. There's a little strip of land they can't get across. Right. Or it's you going over to their driveway, one of the two. So you just have to be a little careful of that. But as far as securing right away, you can do that any time. You can get right away.
Well, I wasn't so much worried about right away as just having a full engineered plan so you know kind of what you're looking at.
Then we get back to where we're at with that.
Then we get back to
confirm if we're going to plan across somebody's land that they're willing to do this. So, Layton's, we have to cross Rittenhouse, Layton. And on these rail plans right here, and there was the map that the railroad gave us. The south edge of that map where it says south to Arkansas, about that line is right where the east-west corridor crosses.
That make that all fit together nice. The one.
Oh, God.
Randy, of which one? ECR says engineering is going to cost $1 million. Do you think you could get $1 million put in your budget next year to do the full design?
I'd know more toward the end of the year, yes. But, I mean, there is a possibility. I don't know if it for sure be $1 million, but it might be half of that.
I don't know.
Well, again, my story about putting $300,000 aside for 3 years is what I suggested to the commission when they said there was no money for the roundabout. But we do something like that. We do it over a multi-year project, and you get a certain amount of it done, and then you get a certain amount of it done, you get a certain amount of it done. The other thing that happens with a project like this is it gains momentum. If in fact you have a part of it done and people can see it's really going to come to their doorstep and their neck, they're more likely to cooperate than they are if you just come out and say, well, we're thinking about this someday, so we'd like to take your land now and then someday maybe do something.